What if it was possible to have local fresh groceries delivered right to your door? Think of all the free time you'd have. Well, Instacart gives unlimited grocery delivery for one low monthly fee. Forgot that special ingredient in your favorite dish? Instacart can deliver it to your front door in as fast as 1 hour. You can shop multiple stores, see deals in your area, and save time and money. I've been using Instacart for over 3 years. I started using them in Arizona and I'm using them here in Florida. I love the time-saving convenience. They pick the freshest products and they keep my eggs safe too. To receive your first delivery free, follow the link in the show notes so that Instacart knows that we sent you and to help support the show. Instacart. Never step foot in a grocery store again. Welcome to Empowered Within, a soul-quenching, transformational podcast that will set your soul on fire. Through candid and inspiring conversations, leading experts, celebrities, healers, and I share our journeys of how we've overcome challenges to living an empowered life from within. I'm your host, Jennifer Pilates. Welcome to another episode of Empowered Within. Hi there, and welcome to the show. Welcome back to our summer series of self-care, motivation, empowerment, inspirations to cultivate new amazing habits that will take you through the fall, through the winter, as we end this year. I'm so happy that you're here with me today. So today we are chatting all about, are you trying to go it alone? When was the last time you asked for help? Hi, I'm Jennifer Pilates. For over 20 years, I've been a leading voice in the health and wellness industry, helping clients all around the globe to achieve their goals and unlock their full potential. As a spiritual thought leader, I've helped countless individuals to not only improve their physical health, but also to nourish their minds and spirits. My celebrity status as a trainer and empowerment coach has earned me a reputation as one of the most sought-after professionals in the field. And as an internationally renowned intuitive medium, I bring a spiritual dimension to my work that sets me apart from the rest. My approach is both practical and spiritual, and I've got this innate ability to just know things that other people maybe don't know. So whether you're looking to transform your body, elevate your mindset, or connect with your spiritual side, look no further. I've got you. Let me guide you on your journey towards becoming the best version of you. Get ready to feel empowered, inspired, and motivated like never before. You can work with me. You can head over to jenniferpilates.com and we can work together through the summer, through the fall, through the winter. Whenever you are called to do so, I will be here to help you on your journey. So let's talk about it. When was the last time you asked for it? And you're probably saying, like, Jennifer, like, asked for what? Asked for anything. When was the last time you asked for healing, for clarity, for peace, for wisdom, for guidance? Did you know that you have the right to ask for those things? When is the last time you asked for abundance, creativity, light, and love? Don't be timid in your prayers or your requests. We're supposed to be bold, be positive, be grateful, as everything that you're asking for is already making its way to you. The key is that you've got to ask for it. So in this moment in time, I want you to stop. I really want you to take a moment to breathe. I want you to take an inhale through your nose. I want you to exhale through your mouth. I want you to center into your body. I want you to get real clear. I want you to center into your body. I want you to feel your tail on the seat, however you're sitting. And I really want you to think about, when was the last time you asked for help from anyone, let alone, when was the last time you asked for help from God, from your angels, from Jesus, from the Holy Spirit, from your guides? When was the last time you asked for help? And here's the thing. The universe conspires for us, not against us. The universe wants to help us. However, if we don't ask for help, that is a signal that we think that we can do it all and that we are doing it alone, that we're going on that road. We're going for it. When was the last time that you asked for clarity, for calmness, for peace, for guidance, for abundance, for happiness, for health? We are meant to have big, bold, positive prayers. We are meant to ask for help. We're here on this earth school to, yes, learn lessons. That is what school is all about. We are here to learn those lessons, but it doesn't mean you have to struggle. You're not here to struggle. Learning doesn't have to be a struggle. What if you asked for help? What if you asked for that healing, for healing to come through you with ease and grace? And that in that moment, you felt it in your heart and soul. Something shift. You could be grateful knowing that healing's happening. You can feel it in every cell and every bone in your body. It's happening. What if you were down on your knees and you are asking for help? You are asking for abundance. You are asking for help to pay the bills this month because you don't know where it's coming from. What if you are praying for help and the tears are falling? And in that moment, you feel that shift, that calmness, and you suddenly know it's going to be okay. God's got you. The universe has you. Your angels, your guides are backing you up because everything that you're asking for, it's already on the way. The universe just needed you to ask for help so it could help you. What if that guidance, that big decision that you've got to make, you've been trying to make it on your own, you've been trying to figure it all out. What if you took a moment and you asked for it? You asked for that guidance. You prayed for that guidance. I don't know how I'm going to see my way through this. God, angels, Holy Spirit, universe, show up and help me. It's in those moments that suddenly the phone rings. There's a knock at the door. The dominoes begin to line up for you. Those blessings begin to line up for you when you ask for help, when you ask for it. And you've got to be brave. Don't be timid. You've truly got to ask in your prayers. You've got to make your requests. Make those requests. Make them bold. Make them positive. And be grateful knowing in that moment, the moment that you have just asked for it, it is done. A lot of us will ask for it big, bold, positive. And then once we're done, we say, and so it is. And so it is. And so it is because it is. And in that moment, it's already on its way to you. You don't need to know the how, the when, the where. Mm-mm. That's not for you. That's not for me. And I know you get caught up in it because I get caught up in that. And when I catch myself in that, I go, oh, I'm trying to figure that out. God, universe, Jesus, angels, guides, I'm sorry. That's not for me. I put out my intention, this part, that's you. You're guiding me on that part. You're guiding me through it. You're guiding me to it. You're guiding people to me to help me. So ask for it. Whether you are saying it out loud, whether you are about to get out a journal and start asking, I want you to be bold, be positive. Allow this energetic shift to come into your life. If you are hearing this is meant for you, this is you. I want you to ask for it. There is something you have been wanting to ask for and you haven't asked for the help. And you know what? You didn't even realize it. That happens to me all the time too. Oh my God, I forgot to realize it. I'm over here trying to figure everything out, my plans from A to Z. And meanwhile, the universe, God, my angels, my guides, they're just like, Jennifer, hi, we're here. Anytime, we're ready to help. You let us know. You let us know when you think you've got it all figured out. Because we're over here, we're trying to make it easy for you. Meanwhile, I'm over here trying to climb a mountain. I know you've been there. We've all been there. So this is your reminder today to ask for it. I want you to ask for the healing, ask for the clarity, ask for the peace, ask for the wisdom, the guidance, ask for the abundance, the creativity, the love, and the light. Don't be timid in your prayers or your request. Be bold, be positive. Most importantly, be grateful as everything you're asking for is already making its way to you. And so it is. And so it is. And so it is. Thank you so much for being here with me today. This has meant a lot. I love when we have these moments together and we can energetically share and be here for one another. I look forward to us getting together again. And as I say, until next time, may you live an empowered life from within. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode. Please remember to rate, review, and subscribe to Empowered Within with Jennifer Pilates. Your feedback is important. It helps me to connect with you and gives me insight into who you are and what you're enjoying about the show. For today's show notes and discount codes from today's sponsors, head over to jenniferpilates.com. Until next time, may you live an empowered life from within.